This is your Right to Rock announcer, Joey Claims, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to another Genghis and Ragman Show interview, where the boys chew the fat with both veterans and newcomers in the industry. So without further ado, I'm going to pour me a pint and kick back as I turn things over to tonight's guest. Take it away.
Hi, this is Hank Sherman from Dana Sherman. You are listening to Genghis and Ragman. Horns up.
Genghis Ragman and a metal legend, Hank Sherman. I mean, he needs no introduction. Give it up.
Hi, hey, everybody. I'm fine.
Totally. Good. Well, hey, want to congratulate you on the new Dinner Sherman project. And for guys that I said you don't know him, if you don't, for some weird reason, if you've been living under a rock for the last 30, 40 years, Hank was one of the finding members of Merciful Fate in one of the iconic metal bands of our time. Hank, you're reunited with Michael Downer. How did this project come together? Because it's been a while since you guys have played.
Yeah, we the last time me and Michael were in the band together was like in 2005. So it is like now, every 10 years we kind of get together and you know, give it a shot. So but this time, you know, it's a different kind of feel and atmosphere going on. We did the celebration, our own celebration for Melissa and Don't Break Those 30 years anniversary videos, where we wanted to play some riffs from all the songs for the fans. And in that process, we kind of, you know, wow, Michael, this is fucking cool to play all those songs again. And that was very natural step to sink further and to go into creating a new band. So we had all things laid out. We thought about a band name. See, wow, you know, why not just Dana Sherman? I mean, that is like that's what people are, you know, will get. So, and you know, that's a cool brand and had a cool logo design. And then we were basically ready to rock. And then we did an announcement, and that was the first step. And now today, you know, a year later, or less than a year later, we have the EP out, and I'm working on the Satan's Tomb video right now.
And for getting a band together to go with this, how did you go about finding people to work with? You had a couple of guitarists.
Yeah, we had the two guitar players, you know. So before we even was thinking too much in about personal, you know, especially vocalist, we got a mail from Sean Peck saying, "Hey, this is Sean. I am the singer in a U.S. band called Cage. You know, if you ever should need a singer, I would certainly be interested." And that, you know, of course, caught our attention. And checked up on some of, you know, of course, when you saw on ahead, we have been playing with his, along with his band, you know, on some festival in 10 years ago. But I checked up on some of Kate's material and some Death Dealer thing at that point. So, and was pretty impressed and say, wow, this is a guy because he has all the qualities, you know, that we are looking for, you know, a high-pitched screamer. You know, like Halford and, you know, the craziness of King Diamond and the melodic of Bruce Dickinson and Jeff Tate. So, and then he has a personal tone to the vocals. That's for me the most important. So within, you know, within a week after we announced that we were doing this, we already had the first, you know, the front singer. And as for the drummer, Snowy Shaw, I mean, he's absolutely one of the best drummers in the world, according to me. And he was totally into it, you know, say, hey, of course, let's do it. And then the bass player, American bass player from Colorado, Denver, I brought him in for the band Sherman Tang that I was in the about to do, in the middle of making, and brought him into Denner Sherman. So it took about, you know, a week or so, and we had the full lineup.
Well, Hank, was there any thought of just making this a Merciful Fate reunion due to the anniversaries of those two classic records?
No. I mean, that has never been, you know, been talking about. I mean, it, you know, the last time we did something with Merciful Fate was for Metallica in 2011 at Metallica's 30th anniversary in San Francisco. We all flew out and jammed five Merciful Fate songs in a song called Merciful Fate by Metallica, and then we did some Guitar Heroes with Evil and Curse of the Pharaohs. But other than that, it's you know, we can only hope that someday for the fans at least, that, you know, we will have opportunity to, you know, maybe making a few concerts or a small tour or even make like a full length album. I certainly hope so, for sure, but I mean, nothing has been planned at this point.
Okay, yeah, because initially when I heard you guys were coming out, I was like, okay, who's singing? I heard Sean Peck, and Sean's actually a friend of the show. He's been on our show quite a few times, and he's got that voice where I think it, and by hearing the music, would fit in perfectly with what you guys would be doing. One of the first songs off the EP that has really got me is Seven Skulls, which I love the intro. It's kind of got like a little bit of an Arabic vibe to it with what you and Michael are doing on the guitar. Can you kind of tell me how that song came together?
Yeah.
I did all the songs and all the music for this album that I, which I normally do, right? So, I mean, I just started off with Satan's Tomb. That was like a more like straightforward heavy metal song. Then I went on to Warwitch, you know, a little more faster paced with some heavy parts in it. And then for the last two songs, New Gods and Seven Skulls, I wanted it to be a little more intriguing, adding more layers, you know, having fun with the songwriting itself. And so, you know, I always start off with a riff and then I build it from there. Then I might have some parts that I've done maybe a year ago or 3 months ago, and then you see, wow, that could be cool to put in that in there. And then I get, you know, fiddle with the tempos, you know, see, okay, here we need a tempo change. That gives me a perfect opportunity to go nuts, right? You know, totally take the song into another direction or change the time signature as well, which this song has a lot of. So, and then I just continue until say, wow, I think this is about where the song should end. So yeah.
Well, when you have a guy like Sean Peck in there, sort of a younger guy, did he contribute anything, maybe surprise you with any ideas or lyrics or anything like that, or did you have all the music done?
No, the only I had Satan's the song Satan's Tomb were done beforehand, because that was, I got a task from a famous US metal band, you know, asking me if I could write a song similar to some Metal Fate type of sound, and I created that song. And that band, for some reason, you know, had a lot of internal conflicts and all that. So I certainly never heard back from them. So there I had this song, did some modifications, added some slightly heavier parts in the middle and stuff. And then I sent that off to Sean, you know, as a good starting point. And that became Satan's Tomb. And the thing with Sean is, like, he has a great, you know, imagination. He has, you know, 20 years of experience as a singer, or maybe more, which really fits, you know, fits. So I think we have maybe 5 or 6 age difference or something like that. But so that really went hand in hand really well. He did surprise us a lot, and he can really like also, I think we challenge him in the way he normally would do songwriting and singing, you know, with Cage. So he was, you know, challenged quite a lot here, but that is what I think really turned out to everyone's advantage.
Well, that's perfect. Well, quick question. You guys, you said you're working on the full length now. Was the EP put out just to kind of test the waters, or did you have in mind that you're going to do a full length all along?
No, before we even got a recording agreement with Metal Blade Records, we decided that we wanted to go for an EP, 4 songs. That was, you know, something, okay, 4 songs, that's something we could, was in our control. I mean, rather than, you know, starting to do 10 or 11 songs, 4 songs sound a little more cool. And also, you know, with our early careers, Merciful Fate started releasing a 4-track EP, Nuns Have No Fun. We have Queensryche, who did an EP. There's so many good examples of doing these appetizers, you know, people wanting more, or, you know, maybe they don't. So that was perfect. And in the middle of that process, we were about to mix the 4 songs. We put up the money ourselves for studios. Then we got the contract with Metal Blade Records, and so that was the plan all along. Start with an EP. Luckily, we got the contract with the Metal Blade, and that also includes albums, which we are in full process of making right now.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, I'm curious, when you have a band like you guys, where you've got this, you're just total veterans of the music. I mean, in fact, you pretty much sort of invented this sort of style of music yourselves all along. And now you've got these newer bands that have since discovered that, younger people, and they're writing music in that same sort of style. What do you think is the major difference between that? Do you think they're close enough to you, or do you kind of respect this newer aspect of it?
When we started, when I started to compose songs, you know, of course I was inspired by a lot of, you know, Black Sabbath or, you know, Judas Priest or whatnot. So, you know, of course, that's how you start as a musician. And, you know, we were just lucky to, you know, being in the early 80s, you know, there was not that many bands around. Everyone, there was, you know, place for every band there. And nowadays it's much tougher. I mean, there's, you know, 10 times, 100 times more bands out there. Everyone is playing in a band. It mostly sounds the same. You know, production is now, everyone uses the same, you know, drum replacement and this and that and blah, blah. So I think we were really lucky to be part of the 80s. But, you know, now we are here again, and me and Michael consider this as starting from scratch. That's what I would like to think. Say, okay, we have done some nice albums in our future, like, you know, sorry, in our past. Now it's like time to, you know, to start all over and, you know, taking them from scratch and then build the songs like, you know, we did when we did Merciful Fate. And we have hopes and expectations that we can, you know, establish Dana Sherman as a cool band. That, you know, people will enjoy if they, you know, that has a signature. I mean, that's what we are into, creating our own style and sound that we have.
Well, Hank, as far as the new record is concerned, or the full length, when do you anticipate that coming out, and what are your tour plans?
Yeah, we are, at this point, we are 7 songs into the songwriting. I anticipate, I would expect 10 songs maximum. You know, I don't like too many songs on an album. So maybe 10, maybe 9 songs. So we have very few songs to have the album completed. Then we will initiate the recording early January, mid-December. Mixing maybe early February. And if everything goes according to the plan, we will have a release May 2016, or latest by June 2016. I really hope that it will be May, because we want to do a quick follow-up, because now we have only 4 songs, so if we are going out to play tomorrow, we only have 4 songs. and then, you know, and then we, of course, have planned to play some Merciful Fate material, which, you know, everyone would expect us to do anyway. And so we, like I said, we are fine to the process of the album, and it really goes well. It sounds awesome, phenomenal. I can't wait to get it out. It's really cool.
Awesome. We can't wait to hear it. Well, Hank, before we let you go today, is there anything you'd like to tell the fans out there?
It's a pleasure and honor for me, you know, if especially for all the fans that have, that are still here, that have been following Merciful Fate and me and Michael in connection with this new band, Dana Sherman and Satan's Tomb. I mean, it's like 30 years later, and I still see a lot of the same faces. And that's, you know, being loyal. I mean, heavy metal musicians or fans are really loyal to the band, and, you know, normally sticks to that genre the rest of their life. So that's really cool to experience with this release, Satan's Tomb, here. So we are very thankful for that, you know, people are really liking the album a lot.
Hank, we want to thank you for coming on the Right to Rock, and we wish you every bit of success.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Gangsta Ragman Show. We hope you check out our website at therighttherock.com, where you can find music and video reviews, along with occasional bits of other metal and beer-related info. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Our shows post on a regular schedule, but we average a couple a month, so feel free to leave a review, tell your friends so we can spread the word. But above all, please check out the artists we play on the show, and support good music wherever you find it by buying it from your favorite merchant, which definitely includes the amazing Tracy G, we love you brother, who writes all of our original theme music. You can find him online at TracyG.com, so check him out. Well, that's it, and there it is. I'm your announcer, Joey Clams, reminding you to drink good beer, support good music, and keep those horns up.